so many things going on right now in our world. And thank you for being here. Thank you for voting. I know we have a big I know a lot of you joined me in working on this election, and it's wonderful to realize that we have a country where we do vote, and we're working to be able to guarantee that the results are the real results, and that we can openly discuss and share information. And our thoughts are with our California families and the incredible experiences that people are feeling at this time. So thank you so much for bringing that so directly to us, Barton. And I'm hoping that in our announcements this week, maybe you could help us gain more information relative to support, okay? So we're going to do a little prayer, and you're welcome to back us up. Oh, we're not going to sing that yet. Sorry. I really appreciate your enthusiasm. but we're not, that's okay. We're first going to do a little prayer, and then we'll sing. Yeah, okay. So please become comfortable in your places. Let's take a couple of nice, relaxing breaths together. And as we do that, consciously allow yourself to be aware that you live and move and you have your being in miraculous, divine love, intelligence, healing power. And that the only thing that separates us from that is our own consciousness. And so we can intentionally open ourselves to receive the healing, the love, the security, the peace, and the wisdom that we intend to have as we live and move and have our being. So as we think of ourselves in this beautiful space of divine love, let's do three nice fellowship breaths where we do an inhalation and then an exhalation together with an ah. Three times. And so we turn to you, our Father, our Mother, divine oneness, called by many names, willing to be filled with the sense of your presence in our consciousness and in these earth suits of ours, our body temples. We're willing to feel your presence, your miracles of healing, your light and love, in every cell, from the bottom of our feet, up through our legs, through our toes. torsos and all of our organs, through our hands and arms, through our shoulders, through our neck and head. We see and feel and affirm the perfection of your love doing its perfect work within us now. We are willing to remember that it is you, Divine Oneness, whose center is everywhere, and whose circumference is nowhere. We are willing to recognize your presence in all situations, in all people, in ourselves. And it is our prayer that the fellowship continues to be and grows even stronger in being a healing light and power and continual encouragement to all with whom we interact, to this community, and to all we touch. One of the things that I remember learning from our Unity Minister, Amalia Prank, is that we're always in the right place at the right time. And there are no coincidences. Now, that may sound pretty strange to some of you, but I think it's true, and I also believe that if you can allow that truth, that statement, to be true for you, that you can always be centered in any situation, and that in that place you can truly be at peace and feel pretty lucky. Really, that you're recognizing that, so you're experiencing that like that. I had a lunch this last week with David Buick, and it was on the 6th, which was voting day, right? And we sort of discussed the fact that we seem to be connected on very auspicious days, because we were also having lunch, or I think it was morning coffee, on 9/11. And we were at Soup Spoon. And as I recall, we either there was somebody that said something, or maybe we left and didn't find out until we got, I think we knew while we were there that something unusual was going on in New York. So in our discussion then, we're like, well, we're kind of interesting the way we always end up together on these big days. And so today, when I was getting ready to leave, I glanced at in my office that's more like a closet, all the stuff piled in. Anyway, I glanced on the wall, and there was the certificate of my ordination, which I was the first person ordained by the fellowship 30 years ago this month. And it was Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it was November 6th, too. No coincidences, folks. And so we had another auspicious thing going on that we didn't realize. And I guess I'm really pointing that out because we know in so many spiritual paths, we're taught the wisdom of non-resistance, because we know that resistance is fear. And those of us that have made a study of spiritual truth, and especially those of us that at one time or currently immersed ourselves in Course in Miracles, we're taught that there are only two orders of thought, love and fear. And we also are taught in all of New Thought that our consciousness will determine our experience, and that our life is always reflective of our consciousness. Now, that doesn't mean that just because we're happy, no problems are going to come up, of course, because what do you think you're doing here? But experiencing humanity and with the challenges of life, so of course issues are going to come up. But that we know that as we hold that consciousness of right place, right time, I'm going to find the good in this situation, that this too can become a blessing, that we will experience that in our lives. And I bet each of us could tell a story about something that was maybe very tragic, or anyone to look at it would say, oh no, but in your life. But over the years, or as it's turned out, there was a blessing in it. There was a gift. In my own family, my sister, 2 years older than myself, was a breech baby, blue baby, a brain-injured baby. And, wow, that's something. And also before that, the eldest child in my family had died of polio. So, I came in like the baby, the youngest, and I was in kind of a difficult situation, maybe, certainly with people experiencing pain. Well, it's helped me. It's helped me. It's given me a sense of empathy with people and understanding. It turned me into a special education teacher, a person that understood what families were facing and could help them in dealing with that. The experience, of course, with my parents, and particularly with my mother, had me understand, as she had told me, Betty, no one understands what it's like to lose a child except people that have. So it gave me like a depth of human experience that, as a consequence, I've been able to express. And I think all of us can see that even the very toughest issues that we've faced have gifts, because I figure we all came into this world to have some adventures and to heal together. And how are we going to do that if everybody just lives on the easy street, right? I mean, that's not going to happen. So that's not what I really meant to talk about. The list is here. Now we'll start. I want to just mention the holy days, first of all. We're kicked off into the holy days, and we just had really my favorite, which is Halloween. And then the day after Halloween is All Saints Day. And I'm not sure what that means because I wasn't raised in Catholicism, but I like the idea that we're all saints. I mean, I like that. Let's all be saints, right? And that's our day, okay? And I didn't get a chance to speak to you right before Halloween, and I've done this a lot of times before. I just wanted to remind you that you can make Halloween a very wonderful and holy experience for any child that decides to show up on your doorstep. And I want to encourage you to be the most loving, giving, wonderful, affirming presence to those little kids. And because I mainly worked with adolescents, junior high and high school kids, those big kids that come to your door are there for one thing, your affirmation, your love. And it is in the form of a little gift that you give them. But it's also in the form of any kind of emotional response that you have to them. And I hope that, I mean, that'd be one of my goals, is to make Halloween the opportunity, and it's the only day we have on the calendar like this, where all children can step up to anyone's house and receive a gift. What a wonderful opportunity and potential that is. So in the future, be sure you don't skip Halloween. You might find me out there checking on you. I'm happy to provide you with things to give if you'd like. So we have Veterans Day, I think, is sort of a holy day. And I see that day as appreciating the community, the cooperation of people, that we've had people decide on the behalf of others to show up. And I've been fortunate enough to kind of become aware of what's gone on in Lansing on Veterans Day, because Jordan was in the Eastern High School marching band those 4 years. And so I would go down and watch the parade and listen to the speeches that were there in front of the Capitol. And for him, I thought it was one of the most important, significant experiences. It was usually terrible weather, raining, snowing, bad wind. I mean, you know, and none of those kids wanted to put on their band uniforms and march down the road together playing anything, you know, but they did it. But they did it. And I remember this one time in particular, standing out in front of the Capitol and was driving awful weather and just standing there, and they have the little platform for the speakers set up and this small crowd. And then in the distance, I hear those drums. And I hear that band coming, and I think, what a gift. What a gift. And on a miserable night, in an awful situation, everybody, like, here come our children, disciplined, dressed, doing music and lifting us. And so things that allow us to appreciate community are very important to us, and important that we do it joyfully. And I'm so glad to have had those experiences that have pointed that out to me. So there's a couple of things that go along with these spiritual steps we're taking. And the two big things that are popping up for me right now are the idea of forgiveness and being in the present moment. The present moment, part of that is always knowing you're in the right place and the right time. I've returned to Dear Mr. Eckhart Tolle a little lately. I dug out this book, and look at this. Isn't this a story of what a person does to a book? I mean, some of you I know are just aghast that anyone would deface a book like that. But this is what he said about present moment that I came upon in the last week that I love. He said, the ego doesn't know that your only opportunity to be at peace is now. Or maybe it does know. Peace, after all, is the end of the ego. How to be at peace now? You make peace with the present moment. The present moment is the field. This is his statement. I love this. The present moment is the field on which the game of life happens. So, it seems to me I've recently had an aha experience around that with Gary. You know, when you live with a person, you know everything they do that you don't like, right? Right? So, like, if the puppies, as our puppies did today, run to the house with muddy feet, and you walk downstairs and see this, you know, you're kind of aware of it, and you kind of realize that Gary, whatever, didn't think of a door, you know, didn't close the door between the dining room or living room, whatever. But there are also, when you're in relationship, you can be aware of a number of things that have gone on recently, whatever they are. And I have come to recognize that just staying in this moment in peace is what my work really is, just in this moment, and expressing that clearly, not in a way that drags up all the yesterdays, but keeps me right there. And when I came across this, that totally reminded us that the present moment is the field on which the game of life happens. There we are. And right along with that is the idea of forgiveness. Ooh, forgiveness. So then I was looking into, okay, what is the deal on forgiveness? Because this is Course in Miracles stuff. I know a lot of people here have studied the Course in Miracles. Lesson 99 says, Salvation is my only function here. Salvation and forgiveness are the same. Oh, that's sort of a bring it home, isn't it? And then in lesson 308, it said, just kind of putting these things together, this instant is the only time there is. So if I can be in peace in this instant, choose it, and be in it with whomever, not be yesterday, not be, but choosing right then that peace that I know I want, that's the only time there is. And that's the place where I can live successfully. So what I've realized in all this personal work that I've been doing is that if I can find a way right in the present moment to make that moment peaceful, honestly peaceful, then I transcend all sorts of stuff. I mean, I'm sort of in the bliss that I'm seeking. So we have to remember that wherever we are, we're in the right place at the right time. Going back to Malia, this is the right place. And this instant, the instant is the only time there is. We can't live in yesterday. We can't live in tomorrow. So my thought for all of us as we go into our week is to stay centered in the moment, to know that your choice doesn't have to do with yesterday or tomorrow, has only to do with this particular time area, and that's where all your spiritual power lies, and that yesterday and tomorrow are not even real when it comes down to how we want to learn to live. And there's where peace is. There it is, just there. It isn't in yesterday, and it isn't in tomorrow, even though our little egos want to say, oh, yeah, when you get this part right, you'll be at peace then. That's always like, you know, the carrot in front of it, and then you spend your life going after it. Not in peace now, but I'll get it someday. So we're facing these holy days, which can be kind of crazy, right, for some of us sometimes. And I hope they'll remember that the choice of holiness is ours, that we don't have to think about yesterday or tomorrow. We can stay right there with people and love them and be the light that we want to be, and choose once again. So thank you for being here, and it's wonderful to see all of you. Thank you.